You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It took plenty of heavy lifting by Michigan lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get a federal aid package passed for Flint, particularly lifting coming from Senators Stabenow and Peters and Flint Congressman Dan Kildee. It happened last December in the final hours of the last Congress. Well, today we've learned $14.4 million of those federal aid dollars will go to Michigan State University. They'll set up a registry of Flint people exposed to the lead-poisoned water. With us now, Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha, pediatrician at Hurley Medical Center in Flint and with the Department of Pediatrics at Michigan State University. Dr. Mona, this is something you've really been pressing for in a big way, isn't it?
Absolutely. We advocated for a registry really at the onset of the crisis. We knew that people needed to be identified and supported. So fortunately, this was included in the Flint bill that passed Congress in December of 2016, and it was really championed by our congressional leaders who made this happen.
So what and who will this registry track?
Sure. So the registry will track everyone that was exposed to Flint water. So not only children, but children and adults and people who have left the city, people who just came to Flint to work, or people who were in daycare or grandma's house of Flint. So the registry is for anybody who was exposed to Flint water. It's a voluntary sign up. They can sign up in many different ways, online, over the phone, in person. And there'll be surveys and assessments that are done, and then people will be followed, hopefully for quite some time. But the most important goal of the registry is to connect people to services. This is not research. This is not evaluation. This is to improve the lives of the people who are exposed to Flint water.
But you are going, you and other public health officials are going to learn a lot from this.
I hope so. And I hope what we learn is not the consequences of lead exposure, because we know what that is. We know what lead does to populations. What we hope to learn are the consequences of how we were proactive and positive, how we connected people to things like early education and literacy programs and healthcare access and behavioral health support and nutrition programs. We hope to share really with the nation the proactive best practices that changed the trajectory of the people of Flint.
And we have heard, we just actually spoke recently with an EPA official who said there are so many more Flints out there waiting to happen.
Absolutely. So the story of lead poisoning is tragic. We know the science, but policy has not caught up with the science. We continue to this day have thousands and thousands of children exposed to preventable lead exposure that we now know through science really alters their entire life course trajectory.
But so much of the talk and attention in this entire water disaster has truly focused on the children who've been exposed to lead. And we haven't heard so much talk about the adults. How can they be affected, and what's the importance in this registry in tracking both adults and children?
Yeah, so I've often been criticized that I speak too much about children and adults. You know, children are most vulnerable because that's when their development and their brain development specifically is happening. But lead impacts every age group, and it impacts almost every organ system. It can lead to things like cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, gout, kidney problems, early dementia. So it does definitely impact adults as well. And that's why it's important for the adults and the seniors and pregnant moms, everybody to be part of this registry. This registry will only be as powerful as the number of people who sign up to be a part of it. So it will be a powerful tool in, you know, really informing the science and what needs to be done for all kinds of populations.
This grant spread out over 4 years, Dr. Mona. Is that enough time and enough funding to create this lead registry?
Absolutely not. So we've been working with other registry experts around the country, specifically, for example, the World Trade Center Registry, which is on their 15th year of their registry. So this is not enough time. It needs to be longer than 4 years. So we hope to get it reauthorized. But also many experts say that's really not even enough money. It sounds like a lot of money, $14.4 million. Oh, my goodness. It is. And we're very grateful. But we'll need a lot more to make sure that we can really do what we aspirate want to do in terms of identifying everybody, reaching everyone, connecting them to what they need, and tracking how they're doing.
So today is a win, but the fight goes on.
Absolutely. You know, great things are happening in Flint. A lot of these things aren't funded forever. A lot of our interventions from, you know, really school health to, you know, early intervention, they're time limited. This is not a time limited issue. We need to make sure that we continue to advocate for these things for years, if not decades to come.
Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha on the breaking news about the new lead registry that will be set up in Flint. Thank you so much, Dr. Mona.
It's great to be with you.